the rest of the story. I'm going to tell you how it all started. One clear day, Charlie was in an airplane, and he was low enough to make out things on the ground, and he was looking down and looking around, and what he saw of the earthscape beneath him, he didn't recognize. He said to himself, "Hold on here." He said, "When I was a kid, there was something over there, and now it isn't there. And there was nothing over there, and now there is something over there. Everything, quietly, inexorably, had somehow changed. A mountain and the valley next to it, once deep plush carpeted in green, was now denuded of trees. A river, once sparkling clear, was brownish yellow. A spectacular expanse, once wild and free, was now strangling in a web of power lines. And Charlie thought to himself, doesn't anybody care that a once wonderful world is vanishing so swiftly and so silently before our eyes? Well, Charlie cared, and this is the rest of the story. Now, I don't want to mislead you. I don't want to represent Charlie's conversion to the passionate conservationist he became, to one particular airplane flight on one specific afternoon. He had, in fact, always been a nature lover, even as a boy wandering in the forests along the rivers and lakelands of Minnesota. But there was something about being up there in that airplane that day, being up there looking down at what appeared to be a slowly dying planet, that turned Charlie into a full-blooded, full-time, uncompromising activist in behalf of our environment. Shortly thereafter, he joined the World Wildlife Fund. He became an eloquent, powerful spokesman for that fund at a time when most folks thought a catastrophic war was the greatest danger confronting mankind. Charlie said no, an even greater danger was the bulldozer. Civil technology was out of control, Charlie warned, and the more he talked and the more he wrote on the subject, the more others began to believe, and soon he became involved with the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and with the Nature Conservancy, and with the President's Citizens Committee on Environmental Quality. Wherever a government here or abroad needed pressuring, Charlie was there to apply the pressure. The United States, Mexico, South America, Africa, Indonesia, throughout the Pacific, he encouraged youngsters to choose careers that would keep him close to nature, but he warned of too much emphasis on science. He said that could weaken character and upset life's essential balance. Upon investigating the plight of the blue and the humpback whales, Charlie declared a private war on Russia and Japan, and he said he felt ashamed when he learned that Americans were also involved in that slaughter. Charlie, the avid ecologist, the conscientious conservationist, the crusader for the preservation of our planet Earth, was Lone Eagle Charles Lindbergh, the first aviator to fly the Atlantic alone. It was his bird's eye view of the world which sharpened the vision of us all. Charles Lindbergh once said, quote, "If I had to choose, I'd rather have birds than airplanes." Now you know what he meant, because now you know the rest of the story.